Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Miss P, and you are now tuned in to the InTune Radio Show. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. All those that tune in all the time, I just want to thank you for your continuous support. On tonight's show, we're going to have Kishara B. We're going to have Ratisha from She Rocks Alone Entertainment. We're going to have on Gossip Miss Jazz. And then we're going to have, following up, our fashionista, Leah Evans from Girl At. So it's going to be a crazy, crazy interview, okay? And then it's going to be a crazy, crazy, crazy update on all the gossip, and it's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy on the fashion. So it's a crazy schedule. We have a tight schedule tonight because I crammed a lot in, but, hey, we can do it. We can do anything we put our minds to. I also wanted to say, you know, my heart goes out for Donna Summers. So, you know, I'm just going to give her a moment of silence, and I would like you all to do the same. Okay, so we know that she was an angel, so we know where she is right now, looking down at us. She had a ton of amazing hits. She contributed to music dramatically, and I'm just grateful that we had the experience to get in tune with her and her music. So, you know, God bless her and her family. My heart goes out to them again. I wanted to also say that I interviewed Chingy. So for all those that weren't aware of that, I interviewed him the other night, and it was a lot of crazy, crazy feedback from some people out there. And I just wanted to comment on some of the things that I tried to be a grown woman about that I've read out there thus far. And basically, people in a nutshell were just saying negative things about, you know, she's interviewing Chingy, so what, who cares, whatever, whatever. But it's not the point that I'm asking anyone to care about anything that they don't want to care about. It's just the point that what do people really have to be mad at Chingy about? Did he come into your house and steal your TV? I mean, seriously, what has he done to you to have people acting the way they've been acting since, you know, I was promoting that I was interviewing him? So I just wanted to just kind of put that out there that people don't know people. People know people from what other people say about them. And even when you think you know someone, you really don't know them, okay? And I'm speaking from personal experience. My point is this. If you have not done anything in your life that has been constructive, has been successful, or you're not pursuing anything in your life and getting anywhere faster than the way you run your mouth, then keep your mouth closed. Because I don't think it's cool for people to try to shoot people down, whether they're in the limelight or just in general. Don't do it. Who are we to judge? Who are we to, you know, say negative things about people that we never even met? That is ridiculous. People, we need to grow up. Get it together, because it's really not that serious. So in retrospect of that, I just wanted to say shout outs to Chingy. You know, I enjoy getting in tune with him, and my listeners did as well. For all those that have a problem with somebody that don't have a problem with you, don't even know of your existence, then, you know, you guys really need to sit back and think about that going forward in your future, because if that's how you're going to continue to go about life, then, you know, I can't really see any happiness coming out of anything. So let it go, grow up, live and let live, love, laugh, and be happy. So on a lighter note, I'm excited. So I hope you guys are excited as I am to get to talk to these beautiful ladies that we have on the show tonight. Tishara B is going to be calling in a few minutes. So before she does, let's get in tuned with one of her tracks. And this one just happened to be my favorite out of the ones that she sent me. And this one is called Crush by Kishara B.
You are currently listening to Professional Production. Please turn speakers up to an acceptable volume. Enjoy.
You wanna let it cry.
Yeah, so that was Crush by Kashara B. I am really into that one. I love the way it first comes on, the drop, the sound. Different. Love it. Really, really hot. So just to give you guys a little bit of an update on Kashara, you know, from the beginning of music, she's been a part of, you know, just this amazing, amazing thing since she started music and things of that nature. And she combines a mix of genres, which is like pop, rock, and R&B. She's originally from Ohio. She's a songwriter. She's a recording artist, as we see. And she's also a model. So basically she has a lot going on, which is awesome. And I love a woman that just takes charge of their life and just dabble in every area that they can, because, you know, regardless of if you're good at one thing, doesn't mean that you can't be good at something else, you know. So it's just, you know, I'm feeling the fact that she's incorporated a lot in her life, and she has done an amazing job so far. So I won't give away any more about her. I will let her tell us about her. So she'll be calling in a few minutes, and I'm looking forward to getting in tune. Again, if you guys are tuning in for the first time, I just want to say thank you. And I hope it's not your last time, because I have crazy interviews, great music by great people. And my supporters, they're always amazing, and they're always willing to support those that I interview on the show. So without further ado, we have Kashara on the line, so we're going to just tap into it and start gaining insight. Kashara, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I just played your track, Crush, and Okay. Can I just say that I love it?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
No, thank you so much. I mean, really, I was just like up jamming right now while I was playing. Seriously.
Oh, that makes me feel good. I'm really excited that you love it. That makes me feel great. Feels like I'm doing something.
No, you are. You're actually doing a lot. Like I was just telling our listeners, I mean, modeling, songwriting. I mean, come on. Come on. How do you find time for all of this? Seriously. You know, because in retrospect, some people aren't even getting out the bed. So songwriting, mm-hmm. modeling, and, you know, singing. Tell us mm-hmm. how you manage this.
Well, you know, I've been singing since I was 3. And as I got of age, I was able to make my own decisions on what I really wanted to do. And so probably like around 13, I really, really wanted to sing. I'm like, okay, this is my passion. This is what I really want to do. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. Other than that, my mom would enter me into like beauty pageants. I would do like different commercials, different things like that. So when I got older, I'm like, okay, I can sing, you know, I can model. I love to take pictures. You know, I want to do acting, different things like that. So, me having the strength and stuff to do that, you know, I pray for it. I pray for strength and dedication and motivation and wisdom and everything to just keep it going and keep it moving, because it's really hard. But if it's something that you really love and you're really dedicated, then you can make anything happen. Dreams do come true, and I'm just, you know, I'm a witness and I'm a believer that they do. So you just got to keep grinding and keep it up, because eventually it will pay off.
Absolutely. So do you have any other loves other than music? Like anything and outside of modeling and writing music and things of that nature, is there anything else that you dabble in?
No, not really. Just trying to, you know, no, that's just basically my life right there. You know, just a little bit with the acting thing. But other than that, you know, it's just the modeling and the singing, and, you know, those are my passions, you know. Shopping, you know.
Amen. Amen. Can you repeat that? Shopping. Seriously.
Yeah, shopping. Yeah. Shopping.
Do you need a group talk for that aspect of your life, or you are at a point where you can go shop and leave and, you know, maintain? Because I need help, Kashara. Seriously. No, I'm not even playing.
I feel it. Well, like now, being that I don't have a lot of time on my hands, like, if I see something, you know, like I'm in the mall one day or whatever, I'm like, okay, let me go get that, or like a boutique, let me go get that. Or a lot of things, like if I order offline, because I don't have a lot of time to go to different stores and stuff like that. So I'm pretty good with, you know, getting in and getting out. You know, I got to get it done.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. All you have going on, I can understand that as well. You know, I had tweeted, like, oh, God, you know, I just bought another pair of shoes. And one of the people that followed me back was like, really? How come I knew you was going to say that? It's just 3 days ago you just said you bought a new pair of shoes. So I was like, how you know that I didn't just, like, retweet that? And she was like, please, that's what they all say.
Right. Well, that's, so I mean, you're a shoe lady.
Yeah, I'm addicted. Yeah. I must say that. Yeah. But I'm actually looking for into something to really help me because, you know, I only have 2 feet. So why do I need so many pairs of shoes? I don't know.
Well, they say, you know, a woman can never have enough pair of shoes. Like, you need shoes for the different seasons, you know, different colors, different materials, you know, with stones all on them, spikes all on them, or see-through, or, you know, you need it all.
See, I love you already, Kishara, because you understand me.
Yes, I do, totally. I do.
Yeah, right. So as a female artist, how do you view music on the radio today?
Today is very different. You know, I give props to everybody out there, you know, on their grind, really, really trying to find what their sound is. You know, it's very different from back in the day, the Motown days, Berry Gordy. But, you know, everybody just trying to find their sound and you know, and do what's in. And like me, you know, I feel that the pop mixed with the R&B, mixed with the rock is my sound. You know, I consider my music feel-good music. So, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm giving props to everybody out there doing their thing. And, you know, music on the radio, you know, you making it, you know, getting number one singles and number one on the charts and stuff like that, that's good. Big ups to you, you know. So, I'm, you know, everything's cool to me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I ask almost everybody that question because, you know, in my opinion, music, like you just stated, is way different than how it was coming up. And I don't find myself, like, as obligated to run and go buy music anymore.
Okay.
When it comes out, you know, I don't find myself downloading it from iTunes anymore. Like, I was spending hundreds of dollars just to have certain tracks, so I wouldn't have, like, this whole mass collection of CDs. But like I said, right now, in my opinion, I really don't feel that there's any really good music. I really don't. But that's just my opinion. I mean, of course, like you said, big ups to everybody that is doing their thing. But I'm just not buying it right now.
I feel it. You know, you have your own opinion. You know, everybody has their own opinion. You know. Like, who do you listen to? Like, who do you, you know?
Right now, honestly, I listen to the people that submit music to me because there's a lot of talented individuals out there, and the basis of the Intune show really is just for everybody to come together and get in tune with one another.
Okay.
You know, so there's so many people out there that are talented, and my main goal is to just try to help create this platform for them to, like, utilize it to put their music out there. So I really don't have any favorites that's in the industry right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but see,
well, you know,
you're not interviewing
like
me. Like, look, I'm not, like the interview has changed around now. Exactly. So is there any, like, black influential females out there that inspire you to, you know, maintain doing music?
I love Brandy. She's very strong, her path, you know, everything she's been through. I really, really, really admire Oprah. You know, she started at a young age, you know, she was dedicated. She said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and she did it, you know, and she's, like, hot. I love her. There's a lot of Gabrielle Union, you know, she's an actress. She's awesome. Just women in general. You know, my favorite singer is Celine Dion.
Oh, yes, she's awesome.
Yes, her voice is so angelic. Just women who are really on the right path and really achieve their goals and dreams, and they don't give up. I admire them. I really, really do. That makes me, you know, want to keep pushing, knowing that I can do it.
I agree. I agree. So I see, like, fashion. You into fashion as well?
Yeah. I got my own little thing with that, you know.
That's what I'm pushing at because, you know, fashion, we're just talking about shopping, girl. So what is it that you do in that area?
I'm actually working on my own clothing line. And
is it going to accommodate the girls, too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank God. Fit girls. I don't care. You could be a zero. You can be a whatever size. Like, all women, because women are beautiful. You know what I mean? So I just want to cater to the women. You know what I mean? Like, different styles. What makes you feel comfortable? What makes you feel beautiful? That's
right.
What my thing is, yeah.
That's awesome, and I look forward to that, too, because, you know, a lot of people out, they don't have clothes to fit women that have curves sometimes, you know. It's always the little itty-bitty ones. So I'm happy that you said that, extremely happy, because as soon as it, you know, launches, you have to let me know so I can shop.
Absolutely, yeah.
So your dad is a preacher?
Yes.
So how does he feel about the music thing?
My dad is very, very supportive. He loves my music, actually. He's, like, you know, him and my mom, they've been pushing me, you know, since I was three, singing gospel. So when I got of age, like I said before, you know, I made my decision and decided that I want to do the music. But he's been very supportive. My mom, my whole family, I really, really appreciate my mom and dad being very supportive of me and just everything that I do. So he's cool. He walks around the house, you know, calls me like, your song is hot. I really like it. You know, when I'm going to hear some more of your songs, I'm like, Dad, you know.
That's so awesome,
like,
to
me.
Especially him being a preacher. Like, yo, your music's really hot. I wouldn't have imagined him saying hot, but I love that he did, though.
Yeah, let me tell you something. And he did, because I always say hot. So he tried to be real hip and say hot as well.
Okay, let me add that in the sentence so my daughter knows that, you know, I'm down too. Okay, that's hot.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, exactly. So do you perform live at all?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and
I'm sorry,
my love.
Oh, no, I was getting ready to say I perform live. I have a show coming up that I have to do at a lounge. So that's going to be, like, really live with the band and the background singers and different things like that. So excited about it.
Definitely. If you need a backup dancer, I'll come out and support. No, I'm just kidding. Like, you'll never see me ever dance. But
I was going to take you up on that, because that's I'm looking for background dancers.
You don't want to do that, Zara. I mean, you're amazing by yourself. You don't need me ruining it, okay, ever.
Thank you.
So when you perform live, what kind of feedback do you get?
The crowd is, like, really lovely. I perform for different types of crowds. They're really receptive. You know, they dance with me. They get up, you know, throwing their hands up in the air and nodding and different things like that. And that makes me want to interact with them more. I'm like, wow, you know, they're really feeling my music. Let me, you know, bring them into me, you know, because I am performing. I want to get them excited and off their feet. After the performances, you know, signing autographs, and they're talking to me, telling me how amazing I am and different things. And I'm very humbled by it, because I really appreciate the love.
Absolutely.
Really do.
I can understand. I respect that 100%. So when people notice you, you know, like, yeah, it's Kashara B. I mean, how do you respond to them?
I just smile. I'm very shy.
Are you shy? Right. Like, here we go. Knock on wood. Are you shy?
Yeah, I am, and I don't know why. I'm so shy. Like, if it's a room, like, where I'm at, and they're like, oh, there's Kashara B. There she is. Or I'm at an event, and they're like, oh, we have Kashara B. in the building. Like, I, like, want to sink down, like, in my seat or something. Like, I get all red and stuff. I'm like, what is going on here? But it's cool, though. They really, really, like, they really want to talk to me. Like, you know, I'm just a normal person. Like, they really want to know me and have my autograph and take pictures. Like, it's just, like, crazy. Like, the feeling is just, like, so humbling and overwhelming at times. I'm just like, wow, you know, I'm just, like, a normal person, you know?
Right. Right, but I think that the amazing thing about it is that people can gravitate to you. You know, because it would really suck if you were out here doing all these amazing things and no one even noticed.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, so I'm humbled by the fact that you're humbled to put it out there. You know, because, you know, there's a lot of cocky people out here, as you know, and it's rewarding to see that your temperament is just, like, so sweet and, like, cuddly. Like, you make me want to pinch your cheek like a little girl. Like, oh, come here, you little cutie.
Oh,
like, start.
Thanks.
Okay.
I just keep it real. I'm just myself. That's it.
Yeah, because I've been to, like, tons and tons of, like, events myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
just, like, meeting people, and they just have this attitude sometimes, like, okay, yeah, and, you know, and I'm just like, really? Really?
Wow.
Is this just, when you're interacting with people and you're an entertainer, the
mm-hmm.
last thing you want to do is not be receptive to people that know who you are. Because these are the people
Absolutely.
Who are giving you the job to be the entertainer. So you never want to turn your back on your fans or people that are supporting you.
Right, because they make you. They help make you. You know what I mean? They keep you on top.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you have any annoying habits that people be like, Kashari, would you stop doing that? Aside from you being shy, because to me, if I was hanging out with you, I'm like, come on now, it's annoying. Stop being shy. Get up there. Take your booty. Do something.
I'll be like, oh, star. I will start sweating. Like, oh my gosh, what do you mean? annoying habits. I really don't have any annoying habits. No. Nope. No.
That's awesome. That's awesome, though. Seriously,
yeah,
I mean, I have a list. I have a list of annoying things that I am to people. I already know. You know, I had
really?
Someone tell me one time, like, you know, I appreciate your support, but you're overly supportive. And I'm like, really? Like, is it even a such thing as overly
what?
Supportive? Yes. I had someone say, when you tweet, please don't put my at in your tweet because, you know, you're overly supportive. And I'm like, really? You know, I have to sit down and think about that because I've never been told that in my entire life. Like, how could you be overly
wow.
supportive?
I have no idea. Like, I think that would be cool.
Exactly.
I'd be tweeting, like,
exactly.
thank you every 5 seconds.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, to me, this is how you grow. You know,
yeah.
if you want people to gravitate to you, then you have to be able to, like, gravitate to others and embrace them and show them the same type of gratitude. You know, it's just weird how people are. Like, how are you going to make
yeah.
it anywhere with this type of attitude? I don't know. So,
right.
whatever.
Right.
I stopped adding them in my tweets. That's the bottom line
oh.
for that one.
Right, right. Okay.
So,
okay.
So tell us, like, what do you do on a typical day outside of music and all that stuff, of course?
Find time to sleep, find time to eat. what else? Well, you know what? Actually, these last past couple of days, I had like a little virus, so I was kind of like under the weather. So I really didn't do much. So it was like this huge, huge vacation for me because I did absolutely nothing but just lay down and just watch television, like Food Network and like, Oxygen, like Bad Girls Club Reunion, all the shows I'd missed.
Mm-hmm.
I just laid down and just chilled to get my body and stuff together. But other than these 3 days, I'm on the go, working out with my trainer, my voice lessons, rehearsals, writing, interviews, performances. That's all I do. I really don't have me time, but it's okay because it'll pay off and I'll eventually get to have me time. Probably like a day
yeah.
or two. Or maybe
right.
an hour.
Probably like an hour. Right?
Not yeah, there you
gun.
Go. A day or
exactly.
two is too much.
Let
yeah.
me find out we're really sisters, okay? Let me find out we're connected.
You know what?
You know?
Hey. We might be.
Okay, that's the second time I had to knock on wood so far. You know, we have too many, like, things going on. So
yeah.
as far as, like, artists are concerned and other artists,
mm-hmm.
are you working with any artists right now, like collaborations and things of that nature?
I have some things in the making. Really can't put it out there yet.
Okay.
Yes, but, you know, I have some things in the works, you know, my manager and my producers and different things like that. But as soon as I get the okay, you will be the first to know, I promise.
Yay! I'm good, because I want to be the first to have it on my iTunes list, seriously.
Thanks.
So
I
when you look
totally
for, like, a fellow, you know, artist or he or she, whatever, like, what do you look for in that individual?
I'm the type of person to where I love an artist who can sing live, because honestly, like, in the studio, there's a lot of studio work that goes on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
just keeping it real, there's a lot
right.
of studio work that goes on, and I love an artist who can just they don't need all that stuff on their voice. They don't need this and that, all the different type of effects. They could just bust a note out and just it just be just as amazing as it is on a CD. I look for stage performance, how they interact with the crowd. I love an artist who is very kind and sweet. What else? I think that's about it right now.
Okay. Well, that was the main thing was, hey, you must be able to sing a cappella.
Yeah. Yeah. Period. Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. Yeah, I mean, you do.
Mm-hmm. It's
you
true.
Know, when I was singing and stuff in church, I was three. You know, I didn't have a studio and stuff to go to. I was singing. My dad called me up to sing a solo. I had to get up there and sing in front of everybody, mm-hmm. like thousands of people with no type of effects on my voice, nothing, just me a cappella sometimes. So that means a lot to me when you can sing live.
Really? Could you sing live right now, like something? Anything? Or that's putting you on the spot.
You are so, you know you put me on the spot, right? You know, I don't even know. You know you don't know for me.
I know, I played myself. Okay, I'm gonna digress on that one. I'm gonna let it go.
Okay.
I'm gonna let it go. The next time you follow up with me, be ready. Be ready to blow the
next
time.
I got you.
Yeah, exactly.
I promise.
You better, because
totally
you know, right now, because I'll be waiting outside your stoop like, hey, hold on. You said you
would
do it. Okay.
I got you.
So
I wasn't
questions.
Just getting over. Go ahead.
No, if you wasn't just getting over being sick, I know. I thought about
that
after
I said
it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to.
Right. You know?
Okay.
So
yeah,
that's okay. I was promoting that I was going to be interviewing you, and I actually added your photo, the black and white,
mm-hmm.
which I think is really awesome of you. It's really,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
and
you.
I was just asking people, you know, what would you ask her? So I have some questions from our listeners that they want to know about Kishara B. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so one person, because people hate when I mention their name, so I'm not even going to go there and have to fight once I get off air. So basically, so one person asked, you know, he said that you look like multicultural, okay, like you have like this unique look, and he wanted to know, do you speak any other languages?
Some Spanish, not fluently. Actually, I'm mixed with Mexican, Hawaiian, and black.
Wow.
So I can understand some things. I really, like I said, it's not fluently, but like, you know, like the regular words, Spanish words, like, you know, sí, yes.
Right, like sí, yes, the
you
basics.
Know, yeah, gracias, thank you, de nada, you welcome.
I love it. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
That's
no, I
it,
love
though.
You. No, I love you, because I can see, like, hanging out with you is, like, a good time. Seriously.
Absolutely. We have to do that, though. We really do.
It's so true. So another question was, you know, would you date a fan?
Would I date a
fan? Mm-hmm.
Would I date a fan? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
That's
you know, I don't know what the I don't know what the future could hold. You know, you never know.
It could happen.
You,
right, yeah,
it could happen. There you go. Maybe. I don't know.
It's like the lottery. Hey, you never know.
Exactly. You're totally right.
I know. So we have some callers on the line. So I'm going to start taking some. Okay? So let's see. Hey, caller. Okay, did you hear that?
Yeah, I had no idea. I'm like, what is that?
Exactly. I'm lost. Let's see.
Me too. Okay.
Hello, you on the air with Kishara B and Ms. P. How you doing tonight?
Yo, nigga, what up?
Hi, how are you?
Yo, I'm good. I just got done smoking a blunt, so I'm ready to do this.
You ready to do what?
Oh.
Okay, I'm just going to drop that call. I don't know what it's about, but, yeah, someone's really, you know, has nothing to do today, basically.
Oh my God.
But you're not going to do that on my show. We're not doing that on my show. So, anyway, we're just going to keep it moving from here.
All right.
So, okay, exactly. Like, I just finished smoking a blunt. Okay, like, good for you. Good for you. Okay? No one's interested in that. No one's interested. Trust me. So how do you separate, like, your personal life and your career? How do you do that?
I just do it. You know, I mean, I'm just, you know, it's very, very hard to really have a personal life when you have your career. So I just do it, you know. Like I said, it's really hard, but, you know, just got to do it. Like, I don't have a lot of hours in the day to really, you know, cater to my personal life. But when I do, you know, whatever it consists of, you know, I just make sure I have time for that. But also, but, you know, the music is my number one, you know what I mean? So.
When you hear your music or you passing by and someone's playing your music, how does that make you feel?
Awesome. Like, I was like, what? That's me? That's me. Like, are you kidding? I'd be like nine and singing my own stuff. I'm like, what? That's like the best feeling. It's amazing.
So silly. I love it. Like, what? What?
Yeah,
like, this is happening.
Yeah. Like, it's amazing. Like, you know, I just be thinking about, you know, like riding in New York or something, or in LA, you know, going down the street and somebody's bumping my music really, really loud. Like, you know, like, I just, you know, can't wait for stuff like that, you know, or just enter into a club, you know what I mean, making an appearance and then playing my song. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I would know. If I was, like, talented like you, then I would get it. No, I'm just kidding, but I do get it.
Thank you. Well,
no,
thank
I
you
do get it. No, I'm serious, please. Like I said, I can't sing, I can't dance. You know, the best thing I could do is run my mouth. That's why I'm interviewing you, and it's not the other way
well,
around.
Well, you're awesome at that.
Aww.
You're awesome. Aww. And us, you know, indie artists and stuff, we need people like you to support. That's amazing.
Aww.
You're doing amazing.
Oh,
really
stop
are.
It. Stop it. Don't make me. Please don't. Don't make me cry. No, seriously, I do appreciate that, though. It means a lot. It really does. Because, you know, sometimes you interview people and they just feel like you're supposed to interview them. Like, you know, like it's nothing. Like, yeah, you interviewed me. You should be grateful. And I actually had someone tell me that, Kishara. Like, you know, yeah, and I had to decline his interview because I said I don't deal with people that's negative. You know, I don't.
Wow.
So his whole thing was, like, you should be happy to interview me. Not with only 200 followers, I shouldn't be. I'm just saying.
Wow. All right.
I'm just
well,
saying.
You,
like,
what,
turn it
what?
Up, and then I'll be happy.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's, you know, his fault.
Exactly.
I mean?
His loss. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's totally his loss.
Right.
So what's the greatest advice or inspiration that you was ever given from someone?
Basically, just to always, you know, keep my head held high, just never give up, you know, never give in. That's actually part of the never give up and never give in is part of my one song. It's called Champion. You know, everybody's a champion in my eyes, you know, just keep on being dedicated and just push yourself and just keep on doing you. Don't let anybody or anything get in your way of what your focus is. And like I told you earlier, that dreams do come true. Like, I am a believer in that. So you just got to stay focused and just keep doing you. Keep grinding. And don't just grind harder, but you got to grind smarter. There's a lot of people out here that want to take your spot. You know what I mean? So you just got to just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Just keep doing it no matter what.
Absolutely. That's great. And that's what you would also recommend for a female artist coming up, too, to just, you know, stay focused?
Yeah, stay focused. Just because, you know, you're attractive female in the industry trying to make it, don't just do anything. Don't sell yourself short. Keep all your goals and stuff high and just, you know, reach them and just don't let anybody be negative towards you or think you just got to do anything to make it because you don't. You know, that's why I'm so appreciative of my mom and dad instilling morals in me. Because it's hard out here, especially for a female. You know what I mean? But, you know, I've always just kept a level head and a straight head and prayed about everything and just, you know, I'm proud of myself. I really, really am. I've seen a lot of things in the industry. You know, I'm just really thankful and proud of myself. So that's what I, you know, advice to females, especially females. You can do it. Don't sell yourself short.
Absolutely.
Know your
worth. Exactly. That's amazing. So where can people, like, stay in tune with you as far as, like, social networks, your music, downloads, and stuff like that? Where can they go?
Find me on Twitter, at Kishara B. My Facebook page, Kishara B. That is K-I-S-H-A-R-R-A-B. Reverb Nation. My website will be coming up soon. I have some songs and stuff on YouTube as well. You can just Google me. I'm everywhere, basically.
Absolutely. So from this moment on, you know, we're family, we're connected at the hip, because that's what it's all about. You know, I like to stay connected and for you to keep me in the loop of all the amazing things that you're doing. And,
absolutely.
You know, so that way the listeners can stay up to date as well. So you keep me in the loop. I'm going to send your manager my phone number. That way he can give it to you, and then you can just keep in contact at all times, because I need somebody to talk to that's going to agree with my shopping habits, seriously. And
I'm right here. I got you.
So is there anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I just want to I really appreciate you having me. I really do. You're awesome. Your show is awesome. And just keep up the amazing work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. You're awesome. And just keep on, you know, making songs like Crush and CoverGirl because, you know, I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Kishara B. She is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Love her. So you guys support, support, support. Definitely support at all times because, you know, without support, what the heck? There's nothing, okay? And you know, anyone who's been listening to the show knows how I am with that. So I want you guys to stay in tune with her, follow her on Twitter, follow her Facebook page, and download her music, and go check out her videos on YouTube. So next we have coming up Miss Jazz on Gossip. So many people was like, Miss P, there's no gossip section. So I was just like, okay, let's try this out. I'm not a big gossip person. I just like to speak my mind. But because my listeners want to be in tune with that, I'm just going to try it out and see how it goes. So Miss Jazz.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Jazz, how you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing terrific. So, the moment we've been waiting for, the gossip. So, what you have for us tonight?
Okay, everybody. Well, this is your girl, Miss Jazz, and I'll be giving you gossip for tonight. The first, well, it's not really gossip, everybody knows. It's about Donna Summer. She passed away Thursday. Yeah, that's sad. Like, I was, like, hurt when I heard that. She passed away on Thursday after a long battle of cancer. So you guys just keep her family in your prayers, you know. Just make sure family stays strong, keep them in prayer. Next is the game. I don't know if you heard about this or not.
I know nothing. That's why I have you.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, Pooch Hall and Tia Mari will not be back for season 6. Of the game. Pooch is not returning due to his involvement with Showtime. He's done some kind of new, I guess it's either a new show or a movie. Tia says that she left because it was like a mutual decision for her to leave. She announced that, I want to say like Tuesday on Twitter, that she would not be going back to season 6 of the game. So all our game fans out there, sorry, there won't be no more German and Melanie. but they will by hoping that they can get them back for guest appearances.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, that'll work out.
Hopefully they will.
I hope so. 50 Cent was hospitalized. He's having surgery, and he has a stomach virus.
Why is he having surgery? Did they say?
No, I did not get. I don't know why, but as soon as I know, I will keep. I will let you guys know why he's having stomach surgery. They did not give me a reason why he's having it. Since he was crabby, he was fussed on Twitter because he just got done doing a mixtape with DJ Drama, and all DJ Drama sent him was some stuffed animals. So he was a little fussy. But all he got was stuffed animals.
Why is another man
so hard on the album?
Right, like, why is another man, first of all, sending another man freaking stuffed animals? Like, what is that about? Inquiring minds.
I don't know what that's going to say. I mean, you know, stuffed animals make people happy.
Oh, my God. Not a grown man, though. Like, 50 is a grown man. Why the heck would he need? Is he a collector of these things or something? That's the only way I would understand it.
No, 50 Cent is not a collector of stuffed animals. That'd be a weird little thing going off. Somebody with like 7 bullet wounds and collecting stuffed animals. But,
right. Okay, so what else is happening? Oh my gosh, stuffed animals.
Okay, Monday, or maybe Sunday or Monday, music great Chuck Brown passed away. Now, if you don't know about Chuck Brown, he was the godfather of go-go. He passed away after a long battle with a list of health issues he was having. If you aren't familiar with him, like listen to A. Marie, One Thing, and Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
Mm-hmm. Did he produce that or something?
The style of the music, basically. You know that get up and go to music, the music makes you want to dance.
Right.
That was him in the beginning. Like, he made that. So, like.
Oh, okay.
Him. Yeah, you have some music greats this week. I'm like, wow.
Exactly.
All right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. Everybody's been, you know, crazy. But just keep your family in your prayers, you guys. Keep him in prayers. Keep his family in prayers, too.
Absolutely. My heart goes out.
Okay, on Mother's Day, Monica had a Mother's Day party, like celebration for all her friends and her that are mothers, right? Okay. The rapper Trina was there also, and Lil Wayne was there. So Trina found out some pretty interesting news while she was in MIA this weekend at the party. She found out that her ex, Lil Wayne, who has a girl named Dina, she's walking around with a big old ring on her finger. Like, that thing is huge. Like, I don't see how she can hold her hand down. That thing.
Shut up.
It's huge. Like, you Google that ring. I'm telling you, that thing is humongous. But he said he missed her. Now, this is while Gia was there. He missed her, and that he sang this intimate song for her. And gave her a shout out and appeared to have feelings for her all over again. So, hopefully, I don't want to say get a match made in heaven, but you know, can't fight love. I'll see.
Wow, I was like,
your girl was right there though. But hey,
I had no idea that he was even dealing with Trina. Like, really?
Yeah, I'm like, apparently they did. Okay, first, when I was younger, like, they dated a couple years ago. Like, I think maybe after Nivea or before Nivea. But I thought she was dating Baby because she was always so close to Baby. I never knew that it was Lil Wayne that she was dating. But,
Like, Trina's a good look, though. You know what I mean? Like,
right. So, I don't know. But that's where Trina goes is a good one. Because, you know, she has that basketball player. And, you know, she has Wayne. Me, personally, I would say the basketball player because that dude, oh, my God, you need to Google. That dude is sexy, man. So. The basketball player is sexy.
I'm
going to
Google that.
With a man side.
Dang.
I'm going to be there all week. I'll be there every time you play. I'll be there with a fan sign. Okay. But the last one of my last gossip for you guys before I leave is 60 pounds down. Chaka Khan showed off her sexy new little body a few events ago, like maybe a weekend ago. She looked amazing. I don't know if you guys seen Chaka Khan like a couple years ago, but she had gained like a lot of weight, and she was saying how unhealthy it was for her,
mm-hmm.
how she was like struggling to get it down. Well, she is 60 pounds down, honey, and I was going to give Chaka Khan 3 snaps and a circle because she looks good.
Really?
Also, huh?
I said, really?
Yeah, she looks good. Like, she got a whole new makeover transformation going on. Her hair is not the same. When I was younger and I seen Chaka Khan, like, when I was 5, 6, 7. Like, when I seen Chaka Khan, she had this big old hair and. But Chaka looks amazing. She has also been alcohol free and hasn't done any drugs for 8 years now. This made her 8th year. She's also free of high blood pressure and diabetes. So,
right, that weight, losing that weight. Mm-hmm.
That is really good for her. I wish her the best. I wish her the best.
Absolutely.
So, guys, I hope you enjoyed your gossip for the week.
Yes, we did enjoy it. I mean, I'm enlightened. I really am because, like I said, I had no idea that Trina and Wayne were dealing with each other. You know, I didn't know that Chuck had died, you know, and I'm just still reeling over the fact that someone bought 50 cents teddy bears. Yeah, that's
it was like a big giraffe. Like, why did they bring this man? Like, he had like four. He had four stuffed animals. Like, he was, like, laying in the house with it. And it was, like, four stuffed animals, like, two on each side. He was laying there.
Amazing.
That was a fake. So he did it, you know, to show people, like, he wasn't, you know, faking, that he was sick for real. And I'm like,
right.
Really? The first thing I noticed was the stuffed animals.
How could you not notice?
Oh, my God, 50 cents, that's Adam. I never would have guessed today.
Okay, so. Exactly. I mean, if he's into it, then okay. You know, I don't even know why I'm upset like that a grown man bought another grown man some teddy bears. But if that's what he wants, then, hey, more peace and power to that. I'll send you one $250. Seriously. So, Jazz, we look forward to you next Friday. So, you know. I appreciate you calling in and giving us that info because, you know, we need to get in tune, especially me, because I don't know what the hell be going on, seriously.
Yes, I will be definitely keeping you guys in tune with the gossip.
Yay, Miss Jazz. Thanks, Jazz.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, so that was Miss Jazz, and she just gave us a lowdown. Now, like I said, don't get me wrong. You know, for a very long time, I used to collect teddy bears. And, you know, but I'm a female, and I finally let them go, let's say, approximately almost a year now, you know, and I had, little ones since, I don't know, maybe 20, 19, something like that. But whatever the case may be, you know, I just can't figure out why a grown man would buy another grown man some stuffed animals. But anyway, on a different note, we're about to get tuned in with Retisha. So I'm terribly excited to be talking to Ms. Dopealicious herself in a few minutes. But until, you know, that time comes, let's play one of the tracks that she submitted. And this one is Hot and Sexy. Hot and Steamy, and they wrote this song about me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It wasn't really about me, okay? It wasn't. I'll admit to that. But it's a hot song. So, Sex Room by Royal Regal and Retisha.
Yeah. let me take you down. You ripping down your knees. My barrel got the mirror. Make them look weak. My tongue is pulled untied. Don't get near run. I'm coming for that ass. Gon' press record. Cause I'ma hit it, baby. You gon' take it, baby. We gon' watch it, baby. You like the way that sounds? Well, bring that ass here. Talk it on my face. Grinding right and slow. Keep it neat, I wanna taste every drop of your help to the pussy. Broadcast my name, baby. While I sex it to this magic music.
Your girl Retisha, she rocks along ENT, and you are now tuned in to Miss P, Miss Dopealicious on the Intune Show. We working. Mwah.
On their ass,
talking
like a Jordan. niggas get the flow of sleep. Yeah, I got my stats up. You can check the score. Shining like my diamonds, so it's hard to ignore me. Cowards hating cause they know they girlfriends adore me. A bunch of swerves in your circle, back toward me. See you brought around me, watch how she act, going G. She root for ting ting. Now she got sore cheeks, top me off in back of the neck. Now she can't speak for a week. Jealousy, man, it's a flake, my style gets a text. The only thing I pay attention to is a check. She going down on your boy when I'm upset. You Kobe when he was with Shaq, dirty fuck that. The sound like a Jordan, dang, a nigga bar.
Weren't aware of this, I interviewed him the other night, and he's actually an awesome individual. So get in tune, follow him at Chingy Jackpot, download his music and support. So right now we have our girl round town, Leah Evans, on the line with our fashion, and then we'll be talking to Ratisha. How you doing tonight, Leah?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, and I just wanted to say before you begin that I finally broke down and bought a pair of tribal sandals with the peak toe, platforms with the peak toe.
Good. I love it. Well, thanks to you, I am now addicted to shoe dazzle. I'm totally into it, and you're right, though. It takes about a year to sign up for it. I might have, you know, given them my firstborn child. I'm not sure. But once you do, it's awesome.
Yes.
I'm such a fan. These shoes, I think they're perfect because the shoes, they're totally on trend. So you can buy that neon shoe that you might only wear once or twice, but they're like $40, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They do have some good prices.
You'll have to tweet a picture of you in your shoes so we can all see it.
Exactly. I'm going to do that right after this broadcast because I think they need to be seen. I do. I really
do. Definitely. Yeah.
So what we have today?
Well, first of all, I think you should tell everyone to go to Shoe Dazzle because everyone else should be obsessed with it too. it's such a cool – I mean, you have to sign up for it, but the cool thing about it is that they kind of get a sense of your style, and then they give you suggestions, which is awesome. So instead of having to look through a million different pairs of shoes, which they seem to have, they get a sense of your style and then tell you what you might like, which is just kind of, it's really good for people that don't have time to sift through all of the sites. So that's number one. Everyone should go to Shoe Dazzle and sign up.
Mm-hmm.
But another company that is like that I also wanted to talk about is called Shoe Mint. So it's S-H-O-E-M-I-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a little bit more expensive. They're about $60 to $70, but it's a very similar company. And they don't have a plethora of shoes, but the ones that they do are pretty cool. They have a little bit of a more bohemian feel to them, but they have two or three shoes that come out every month, and, you know, they're like I think a $60 or $70 price point, every single one of them is. So it's kind of fun just to sign up and see what's going on in that world. Rachel Bilson is one of the stylists for that site. So it's kind of fun to see what her style is. And, again, just kind of, you know, to me, I love having pretty shoes pop up in my email inbox. So that's why I'm now in love with Shoe Dazzle and Shoe Mint. And that's kind of my thing is I love shoes. I mean, it's great to have your basic pair. It's great to have your black heels, and I'm totally willing to spend money on that kind of stuff. But when it comes to something fun, especially with the floral trend going on and the neon trend, I think it's really exciting to add the pop. And shoes are such a great way to do that, but you don't want to spend, you know, you don't want to buy Christian Louboutins in neon pink that are going to go out of style next season. At least I'm not going to buy Christian Louboutins.
Right.
That are going to go out of style next season. So both of those sites, I think, are such a good place to enjoy the trends and feel real funky and fun, but not have to fork over a lot for it, which is awesome.
That's true, because I'm actually on the website now looking, Shoe Mint, and, you know, they do have some cutie things.
Yeah, and again, like, Shoe Dazzle is definitely, like, for your glam. Like, that is definitely where you go for glam. And Shoe Mint, again, is just a little more bohemian, but it's fun. It's fun, you know?
Mhm. I'm enjoying it already.
I am kind of obsessed with hardware on shoes. Christian Louboutin has a pair out now, which of course I'm not going to go purchase. But they have spikes on them, and I have seen on Shoe Dazzle they have a couple that have some spikes in the back and on the heels. And I just think that's really funky and fun and different. There's also a pair of BCBG sandals that I cannot get enough of. They are the BCBG Phoenix Metallic Sandal. And they are expensive. They're like $225, but they're this gorgeous nude sandal that has gold hardware on it. It looks very, like you would see it in the Middle East. It's just this beautiful, beautiful shoe. And I've been eyeing this shoe for like a month now, and I'm trying to convince my mom that it would be a good birthday present. So, But I just think that's another great way to kind of spice up your shoe. It's, you know, it's a nude shoe, which can go with anything, but to add that kind of spice of like gold metal on your shoe, you just don't really think about having that. And I think, you know, I'm a shoe lover, and any type of decoration or something funky that I can get on my shoes, I love. I usually don't just have on, you know, black or white.
Right.
And that's what's really fun. I think shoes are the perfect way to kind of accessorize an outfit. Even if you have on all black, it's so easy to put on a really great shoe, and it just automatically kind of spices things up.
Absolutely. And I wanted to also let you know, too, if you didn't come across it yet, that Dooney and Burke have a floral collection out.
Really?
Yeah. It's a multi-color bag. It's a white base, but most of the color is like multiple colors, and then they have one that's like the white base with just one plain simple color of flowers. So I was looking at that the other day, and I said, man, maybe I should go there. And then tell Leah, be proud of me. You know?
Absolutely.
So I'm seriously thinking about that bag. And if you guys haven't, you know, seen it already, then definitely go to DooneyandBurke.com and look that up ASAP, because it's different.
Come back full force.
Well,
and I'm gonna do a little shout out for Girl Around Town again. But speaking of shoes. We are actually doing a shoe giveaway on Girl Around Town right now. And we are giving away a pair of shoes a day until Tuesday.
What?
So, yeah. We are working with an awesome company called Luxury Rebel. And they actually don't have they don't have an actual website, but they have a Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and type in Luxury Rebel, you can see they are a pretty new brand, but they are actually the old Miss 60 brand. They've just rebranded themselves. Mm-hmm. And they have some really awesome platforms and wedges and really cool sandals for the summer. So if you go to girlaroundtown.net or if you go on Twitter to @girlat, you will see all the details on how to enter. Basically, you just have to retweet. Mary and I did a commercial. So you just have to retweet the commercial and watch the commercial or like it on Facebook, and you will be entered to win a pair of Luxury Rebel shoes. And again, we're giving them away one a day until Tuesday. So everyone's chances are pretty high.
Yes, definitely. I'm looking at, I just looked them up, and they do have some really trendy, cutie shoes, especially the platforms, which I'm in love with platforms.
Yeah, there's a style called the Danny, which I think is really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, like, the woven platform, and then it has a cute little coral strap to it. So they've got some cute stuff, so if y'all want some free shoes.
Yes, definitely. I hope everyone's listening and writing this down. Tweet it. So would you tweet it and put @Intune Show so that the our listeners can get it?
Yes.
You know?
I will put that on there. Make sure everyone has it. It's been fun. We've been getting a lot of good feedback from it, and everyone's really loving the shoes, so it's been really exciting.
Yeah, and I commend you and Mary for doing that too, because that's awesome. That's awesome. That's a good way to get the, people, together. Because if they're shoeaholics like we are, then, I definitely would be one of those. It's like, where's my shoes? I'm retweeting this to everybody. Where's my shoes?
Exactly. Yep, it's been that way. People are so excited about it. And we're so happy to be promoting Luxury Rebel just because they're such a cool brand and they're kind of new. And it was just a really fun partnership for us because we already loved their shoes. We used their shoes in the photo shoot that Mary and I did recently, and they were just awesome. And, we got so many comments on them that we just knew they were kind of the perfect person to do this giveaway with.
Absolutely. So you guys better check it out. Go to girlaroundtown.net and definitely look that up. And go there anyway, even if you guys don't want the shoes, go there anyway and support. And if you guys are lazy and be on the Intune website, on the links page, their link is there. So you can just click on it, Google it, follow Leah, follow Girl At, like their fan page, do it all. Like, what the heck? For some shoes, girl, I'll be sitting here making you a dress right now with my own hands, no machine. Like, what do you want me to do for you? Okay, guys, because I'm about to do it for those shoes.
Yes. And all you have to do is tweet and like it on Facebook. It's so easy.
1, 2, 3. So is there anything else we want to add to that, Leah?
I think that is it. Just for everyone to have a great weekend. It's beautiful where I am, so I hope it's beautiful where you are too.
Yeah, it's nice out in New York right now. I'm loving it, It was rainy, but now it's all good.
Good. So everyone go out and buy a pair of shoes and walk in them this weekend. Show them off.
That's right, and I'll be tweeting you the picture of my shoes shortly. So thank you so much, Leah.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Leah Evans. Please follow her and follow Girl At, and I'm going to give you guys, write it down. Girl At is GIRLAT on Twitter. And then Leah, follow her. She's on every 2 weeks on the Intune Show on a Friday, giving us the updates. And they also have like updates and everything on their sites as well. So, don't just look for her on the Intune Show and wait every 2 weeks when you guys could be missing goodies and stuff like that in between until she's on the show to talk about it. Go to the website right now. Support and stay in tune to the things that they have going on because they are awesome together. They're awesome apart, but at the same time, we're all awesome together as a unity and empowering each other. So support, support, support. She takes the time to come off of her schedule and all the things that she's doing that's amazing to help us out and to lend us, you know, that fashion tip that we all can use, especially me, okay? So we'll be talking to Retisha right about now, so let's bring her on and get in tune with her. I hope you're nervous. Hey, Ms. Dopealicious.
Ms. Dopealicious.
How are you? I'm so excited that I finally have you.
Yes, yes.
All to myself, seriously,
yes.
Literally. This is just me and you. It's about me and you right now. That's it. Forget the listeners. It's just me and you.
You acted up already.
Okay. I didn't even give you a chance to even introduce yourself, and I'm starting. You see how I do? So tell us a little bit about you, like, from the beginning.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm a mommy first, songwriter second, and artist third.
Right. That's always going to come first, right, the mommy thing. But, you know, you're awesome for saying that because I always put mommy last. No. I do. I'm going to keep it real. Like, I do. I do. I'd be like, yeah, I do this. I do a little bit of that. And, oh, I'm a mom.
Oh, no, girl, please, that's the hardest job, so that always comes first.
You know, and it is the hardest job, in my opinion, so I'll push it all the way to the end because that's the one with the most stress. So let me talk about the ones that really make me feel good first.
I know that's right.
Yeah, so how did you, you know, or should I say, when did you start immersing into music?
Wow, I've always been into music. Because my mother and father both sing, so it's like I've always been around it. So it just kind of runs my bloodstream, I guess.
Oh, so from an early age. So was it like when your mom used to, you know how families get together and then they'd be playing all, like, all those the music that was out in their time? I know for me, my family used to get together, and Aretha Franklin, Anita Baker were, like, some of the people that I can remember. And
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's totally cool. So, you know, so any of those people growing up that you can remember help influence, you know, your thought into getting into music?
Let me see. Now you're taking me back. So I would say, like, Chaka Khan, probably the most influential one, since you're taking me back.
Right. Definitely. And we were just talking about Chaka Khan, too, with Ms. Jazz. And, you know, she said that Chaka Khan lost a lot of weight and she's looking dope-alicious.
Get out of here. I know that's right.
Yeah, so I got to look into that and Google it. Shout outs to, you know, Chaka Khan for that, because sometimes it's hard to lose that weight once you get to a certain age, man. It don't come off that easy. That metabolism slows down.
Exactly.
Okay, so shout out to her.
Let me see. Besides her, like, Queen Latifah, Missy, of course. Love, love, love her.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too many to name, but those are, like, the main ones.
Right. So when did you start writing music?
Wow. Early age, too. Because, like, I started off with writing poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I'm trying to write this to a beat. I'm like, oh, okay, that's forward. I said, wait a minute, I'm writing a song, okay. Well, it just kind of happened. It's not like I tried or, I don't know, it just kind of happened.
So
and that's
tell us
always
about,
been like.
That always been something that you enjoy doing?
Yes, that's always been like my passion, my escape. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I'm sorry because, you know, I jump from one thing to the next so fast. I'm, you know.
I'll
be speedballing. Okay, we excited. We just totally excited. This is what it is. It's like I just want to reach to the phone and pull you through it. You know, that's how excited I am that you're on here. And can I say that also the promo picture that you gave me, I mean, you know, people were, like, dying over that sexy little dress you had on, girl.
Wow, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, they were just like, wow, who's that?
Team Dopalicious, that's it. You know how I do.
Okay, Team Dopalicious, right? We should start tweeting that. You know, I'm part of Team Dopalicious. Period, point blank.
Exactly. It is what it is.
When did you start your She Rocks Alone company?
Actually, I've only started that last year.
Uh-huh.
I just started, really. So it's like a fairly new company. I just wanted to start a label where I could just be myself. That's basically it.
Oh, okay.
And just promote talent over image instead of everything else going on. So
Absolutely. That's awesome because you know what? Are there like, so where are you trying to take the company? As far as like, you know, are you trying to have like artists and?
Well, actually, Royal Regal is with us, well, with us, we, whatever. Now,
mm-hmm.
She was Rock Salone, so that's my first artist. Hey, Regal, you better be tuned in. Anyway, You better be tuned in. You don't have a choice. No, but yeah, she's the first artist that I signed because she's dope and, like, her drive is out of this world. So that's what really made me sign her.
Right, exactly. She's awesome. And, you know, she's been on the show. So for all those who want to get in tune, you know, just hit that On Demand link and find that interview with Royal Regal. She's an awesome person. I'm glad that I met you both, actually. I'm happy about that. So what's your typical day like? Tell me about your typical day.
Wow. Where do I start? First, I work from 9 to 5. And after that, you know, do what I need to do with the kids. And after that, it's all about She Rocks Alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I close my eyes, basically. That's how my day goes.
So when you do these collaborations with people,
mm-hmm.
like how do you fine tune who you feel you should be, you know, you should work with when they're on a song?
I just try to collab with the best of the best, basically. Like if you're dope, we're definitely collabing because I will find you. Just like Tay already know from Blue Heart, Tay, you better be tuned in. That's basically it. Like, if you're dope, let's collab. Let's do it. Let's make this music.
Okay, I know that's right. That's if you dope. So she didn't really emphasize that, but I'm emphasizing that for her. Like, definitely hit her up if you're dope. If you're dope-alicious,
yeah,
then definitely hit her up twice as hard. You know, it's hard to maintain dopalicious status, but if you're there, then definitely hit her up. Okay, so do you have any other loves other than music?
Besides my kids, my world, that's really my first love. Well, second love, I should say.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you don't cook, you don't like to cook, you don't like to, you know, sew, you don't like to read.
Oh, I do it all. I take care of everything from A to Z. I do it all.
Good, because I don't do nothing. I just want to put that out there. Like.
See, I can't mess with you.
No, seriously, like you can't, don't even ask me to. Like really, this is why, you know, I'm probably like by myself right now because I don't want to do nothing. Like just please don't ask me. I don't want to cook.
Oh,
I don't want to do nothing.
I definitely work hard, do everything. I'm probably a little bit too independent.
Right, so how do you feel about, you know, how do people perceive you? Because you are very, you know, you're just self-sufficient. So how do people, are they intimidated by you? Do you find that by your drive and your ambitions?
I don't know how to answer that because, like, when you meet me in real life, I'm quiet. Not quiet, but I just sit back and I observe and I just see what you're about. So I'm like a different person with the music, but... like, if you meet me, I'm kind of quiet. I know it's
really?
Kind of hard to believe, but...
Right, you heard me? I'm like, really?
Once I get to know you, that's one thing. But if I don't know you and I'm just learning you, I'm really, like, quiet and laid back into myself. Like, She Rocks Alone Entertainment is not just a name. Like, that's a lifestyle. Like, I rock alone, I grind alone, I write alone. So, like, that's where that came from.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and I kind of felt that way, like, a little bit when I, you know, kept reading the company's, you know, low title, like, She Rocks Alone, She Rocks Alone. So I kind of picked up, like, hey, she's saying that this is me doing me.
Right.
You know, and whether you with me or not, I'm still going to be rocking.
Exactly.
You know,
that's
and only... Right, that's Dopealicious status. Like, nobody else would be able to handle that responsibility if you, you know, if they weren't dope. So that's true. That's really true. So do you perform live or anything like that at all?
Yeah. Actually, my manager, DJ Gates, is actually... Hey, Gates, you better be tuned in, too. he's lining up for me and Regal right now. So we should be doing live shows real soon, probably in June.
We'll start
back doing...
That's good, because I'll get to come. Seriously.
Yeah.
And that's the best time to really... Right, that's the best time to invite me anywhere because, see, when it's hot, then you don't have to wear clothes, you know? And it'll take me no time to get there. I'll be on time.
There you go.
But when it's cold, right, when it's cold, you know, you have to think more about what you want to put on. So I'm going to be late and probably miss the show. So, yeah, so we I'm definitely glad it's in June.
No, you got to be VIP. You can't have that. No lateness. Do.
You know, who the hell do you think you are, Precious? Like, really late? You better get here on time, you know?
I'm not even Dopealicious, but I'm going to need you to be here on time. Thank you.
Okay, exactly. And that's exactly how you would have to talk to me, too, because sometimes I need to be told stuff, you know? Sometimes I do. That's the only way I'm going to get it on track. I'm so serious. So what song have you written, you know, have the most effect on you, that has the most meaning in your life?
Wow. Let me see. Actually, every song that I write comes from, like, a special place because it might be something I'm going through or something that I know somebody else is going through or just a motivational song. Like, it just depends. But, like, all of them really need a lot to answer that question. It's
right.
Not, like, one that really stands out because they all kind of, like, mean the same to me.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that because, you know, they say music is part of, like, you know, experience. Well, anything that you do creative is kind of like your experience in life. So I can understand how, you know, there's not just one that has the most meaning.
Right.
They all have their own special meaning. And
right.
So.
But let me just say this. Now it seems like everybody is feeling the sexual remix.
No, for real. I'm telling you, I mean, come on, with your T-shirt and your heels on.
From the quiet one, right?
No, see, that's most people that are like yourself, like quiet, you know, that's when you bust out with the, you know, the stuff that you be like, really, she said this and she's so laid back. But at the end of the day,
right.
I found in my experience that people that are quiet, they are the freaky ones. Those are the ones you have to keep your eyeballs on constantly,
exactly.
You know.
Because, see, I don't talk much. I show and prove, so it's really not that much. It's not
like
so much
I don't want to have a conversation.
Let me just show you what it is. Oh, and the passionate remix with, once again, Blue Hearts Tay. She touched that remix and killed it, as usual.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, so
for real.
Like,
so I want people to hear another track of yours, so I'm going to play this one.
Okay.
And I wanted to also ask you, like, it says T.E. on the track. Is T.E.
Uh-huh.
like the she's performing on the track as well?
Yeah, that's Tay. Her name is Tay.
Oh, Tay. I'm saying T-E, you know?
Yeah, Tay.
Okay, take some of the Dopealicious points away for that one, because I'm saying T-E.
You got that.
No, I'm serious. I'm like, you know, T-E. You know, I'm retarded when it comes to names. I swear I am. But I definitely want people, and it's called Imagine This, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's tune into that. If anyone has any questions or want to make any comments, then it's 818-495-6975, and that's live with Ratisha. So Ratisha, let's definitely tune into this and, you know, let's talk about this one. Because you sang most of this yourself, tell me.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
You're singing most of this by yourself.
Yeah, I'm singing most, and then she comes in on the last verse and do what she do.
Okay. And this is why I wanted to kind of play this one so people can gauge, you know, your voice. Okay, here we go. Okay. Imagination always gets the best of me, so, you know.
I just wanted to take you for a little ride. That's it.
Okay, exactly. Like, wow, imagine this. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we have a caller on the line, so we're going to take the caller. Caller, you on the line with Ratisha and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is DJ Gates.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I can't support my girl, our teacher. How you doing?
Thank
good,
you.
Yourself? Doing well on yourself, DJ Gates. What's going on with you on a Friday night besides listening to
working.
The Intune show? Working.
Working, trying to get everything organized for Rod Tisha for her mixtape.
That's right. So when we get in that drop, and about give us an estimate about that.
June 1st.
She has her few tracks, June 1st, on Coast to Coast Mixtapes.
Yes,
ooh,
sir.
Sounds sexy. Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Ow. So, DJ, tell us a little bit about yourself since you called in and, you know, you produce and you do your thing so, you know, others can get a little in tune with you. Give us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a DJ from Harlem. I've been doing it for 10 years. I learned from DJs from Ron G, SNS, and Craig G, so on and so on. And I've been, you know, basically just being a student of the game. And as I got better, you know, I started, you know, working with independent artists, letting them get on my mixtapes. And as they got on, they got exposure. Some of them got signed off my mixtapes. And then trying to, you know, just brand myself, then put myself on different websites. And come to find out, I ran into a person named Rod Tisha who just came out of nowhere and just hit me up like, oh, you know, you're a DJ? I'm like, yeah. And she's very cool. And I was like, oh, you want to get on my mixtape? No, we did business from there. Then she jumped on my very first R&B mixtape. Very first, and that mixtape did so well on that piff, you know, 200 and something downloads.
Oh,
wow.
It was great. Yeah,
nice.
So she, you know, she wanted a loyal artist, you know, and she's somebody I could talk to, and she can even take criticism. That's the good thing about it. Some artists, you know, you tell them about themselves, and they be like, oh, you don't know, no, you can't tell me nothing. But a lot of teachers, you could just sit there and put to the side, like, you know, maybe you need to do this, we need to do that to try to push your brand. You know, she listens. And same thing with Royal Regal. She do the same thing. You know, I see the hunger in both of them, so I'm glad to be working with them.
Aww.
Aw, thank you.
Exactly.
You wonders.
I love it. I love that you took the time to call in and support, and I love the fact that you're in tune with, you know, Retisha and Royal Regal as well, and now Miss P, because, you know, it's awesome people like yourselves that makes it all worthwhile. So, you know, to me, it's not about, like, how far I can get with something because, you know, we all have a expiration date no matter how much you think you're going to be here forever, right? So my thing is, like, if I can just meet amazing people versus what would happen in the end, then I will take that any day. So to me, you're amazing, DJ, for what you just put out there about these women, you know, and I see that, you know, I'm going to have to get in tune with you sooner or later with your mixtapes and stuff like that. So when you get a chance, send me some music, and I'll put it on rotation on the show, too.
All right, no problem.
All right, so thank you for calling in and supporting.
Thank you.
Bye.
No problem, I'll see you. Bye.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, so that's awesome. You see how amazing you are?
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm serious. You're the queen. You're the queen. I love it. I'll take my hat off to you.
Thank you. But I'm just me. But I have to say this. Like, Gabe supported me when I was on This Is 50, just trying to be heard. And he was like, yo, you got to be on my mixtape. I'm like, are you serious? And so, yeah, it's been like, the rest is history. We've been rocking ever since. Loving it.
Right. Oh, that's so sweet. And I love it. I love it all. So what kind of advice would you give to an upcoming female artist in general?
Wow. I would just say just work hard. That's like the first thing. Work hard. Be persistent. Network. Connect. Support. You never know. Never give up. Never give up.
Absolutely. So is there anybody you want to give any shout-outs to or any love to?
Yes, and I had to write it down because I didn't want to forget anybody. So are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, first shout-out to you, of course. Your support is everything. You know, I love you to death, too. But aww, going down the list.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. DJ Cates, Royal Regal, Darshell Brown, Lady E, Blanco, the Silent Celeb, Fame, Tay from Blue Heart Entertainment, Diamond Eyes, BK All Day Promotions, 2520 NYC, who sponsors me, The Choice in New York, Phoenix Star 9, Marquise Fuqua, Zula, Elouse, My Twit Loves, and of course, Team S-Ray.
Okay, absolutely. And where can people gain more insight on She Rocks Alone Entertainment and Retisha? Where can they, you know, social networks and stuff of that nature?
Okay, well, please stalk me. I mean, follow me on Twitter. Retisha, RatishaNYC, or you can go to my website, www.RatishaNYC.com. Same thing for YouTube. I think that's it. But once you go to my site, all of my connections are there, so it's all in one. Thank you, Phoenix.
So sweet. So definitely, you know, keep me in a loop with all the new music and everything that you have going on. I want to be constantly updated, which I know you do anyway because you be on Twitter doing your thing. So, you know, and it's so funny that in the beginning of signing on to Twitter, I used to never read what people write. And now I find myself, like, reading every single tweet, like, what to say, because I feel like you could be missing something or somebody that you need to connect to.
Exactly,
you know,
like,
so.
you never know. So network until you cannot network anymore. But last, I just want to say we're just doing the finishing touches on my official mixtape called Just Being Honest, and that will be dropping, like Gabe said, on June 1st. So look out for that. And we're trying to put together the release party, which you don't have a choice, so you're going to be there. Anyway,
I will. No, I will. Look, I got quiet. I will.
And that will also be June 1st. So, yeah, once you follow me on Twitter, I'll be posting all the information and details. We're just working out a few little things, but it'll definitely be June 1st. So I'm just excited.
And I'm excited for you, and I appreciate you being who you are. And what you've shown me so far is that you are true to the game, as they say, and I'm blessed and honored to be in your circle. And I look forward to all the amazing things that you and your team have coming up. And, again, like I said, keep me in the loop. And when you do have your party, I will be there because, I mean, come on, I'm in New York. There's no reason why I shouldn't be there rocking with Ms. Dopealicious herself.
Ms. Dopealicious don't have a choice. That's why it's nothing you even talk about. But
okay, like conversation over, interview over, Ms. P. Thank you. Have a good night. You'll be there. See you there. Yeah.
And I have to say this. I am a proud LGBT artist. Just had to put that out there. I don't remember if I mentioned it or not because we were talking about everything else, but I definitely am a proud LGBT artist. Okay, that's it.
I know that's right. That's right, you know. You have to put that out there because that's who you are, you know.
Exactly.
And if you're being true to yourself as an artist, and you definitely have to always let it be real, let people know what it is.
It is what it is.
Okay. So thank you so much, Retisha, for giving me some of your time tonight.
Thank you.
Yay, and I look forward to everything that you have to offer. Everything. You get it? Everything. No, but, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave that alone for now. But let me just let you know I catch everything. But that's
like
okay.
Like I'm not slow, okay, Miss P. I'm not slow.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Retisha. Awesome, laid back, love her laugh, talented. Shout out to Retisha for coming on the show. You know, I forced her, so now she's forcing me to the party, and I'm definitely going to be in tune to that. Shout out to, you know, everybody. She's working with her whole team. And shout out to Kara B for being on tonight, and Miss Jazz for the gossip, and of course Leah Evans for the fashion updates, because this is how I stay looking dope-alicious because of Leah. So tune in with me tomorrow night, guys. It's going to be a good one. And so in the meantime, around time, stay in tune. And if you tuned in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. I look forward to, you know, getting to know every single one of you guys individually, because you know what? Without each other, there's nothing. I don't care how fly you think you are. You are not above the Lord without the support of genuine people, okay? So everyone who tunes into the show knows that I like to leave on a track. So I'm going to play this track that I've been rocking to for the last couple of days since it's been submitted to me. And this one is called Motivation by Keys. Enjoy and have a good night, guys.
I'm obligated. I got that money in my sight, that's why I'm motivated. Overcame the underdog, now they say that I'm the favorite. They recognize the grind, how the youngin' beat the pace. Good in the hood, take it right back to the basics. Looking for the fences once they loading up the bases. Now I'm getting money, see the egg on their faces. London to Las Vegas, man, I love trading places. I'm forever on my team, see these suckers hate me. Cooking some to those who work and not the ones who wait. Hurry up and back it up, no sense of being patient. Man, I hit the block running like a pair of eights. We get into this paper, man, on a daily basis. Panamera voice, man, that thing is outrageous. Philly, South New, West Coast affiliated. Shout out to the haters, tell them that I'm motivated.
That right, that right, that right, that right.
Blowing on that Cali Kush, we smoking till we pass out. Banging on my nukes, rockin' shit cause I'm the real thought. Tip top the lomo, you know I brought my nukes out. Shout out to my nukes, muscle oak, you know what we about. Grind time at all times, always on that paper route. Street with the filthy style, the real shit that's coming out. Since I hit the game, man, that money come in large amounts. Cool road game, man, all I talk is bank accounts. Rap game, crack game, make sure that's fan out. All the nukes doubting me, I know that you can feel me now. A&R can shot me down, I know that you can hear me now. Got my money by any of you new, y'all can get it now. I'm that new south, this is how it's going down. They say I'm underrated, I say I'm money made. Shout out to the haters, tell them that I'm motivated.
See that, that's my destiny. Hard work and dedication, sucker, that's the recipe.
That right.
I'm trying to catch $1 million, you book a felony. Street with the filthy south, there ain't no comparing me. Straight up out the slums, that's the shit that's been preparing me. Diamond in the rough, this is my moment of clarity. Four away from broke, it's the number one priority. Why you started me? You knew not as hard as me. Some call it magic, man, I just call it that artistry. I see a rep the turf, man, recognize the loyalty. Cooper Road gang, man, it's pumping through the artery.
Rich.
Can tell that's the heart of me. Hustle is bananas, man. The game never started me. Yeah, I upgrade. Mama, I done made it. Shout out to the haters, tell them that I'm motivated.
Let's go.
May y'all know how we do. in, tune in, tune in, tune in. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm right.